This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
That's the most bullshit greeting I've ever heard. There is nobody more important than me, for crying out loud. I was calling about your De La Guerra. I got a guy that's jumping out of his pants to see it.
I really should give a prize to anyone who recognizes the voice of that agent. And he was responding to my voicemail that says, sorry, I can't pick up your phone, but I'm talking with someone as important as you are. So that's, I get a lot of feedback from that. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Pacific Legal Foundation Vice President for Legal Affairs, James Burling. He wrote a book, How to Sue Your Annoying Neighbor. Oh, no. It's another book. He wrote a book, Nowhere to Live, The Hidden Story of America's Crisis, Why So Much of America is Now Unlivable. So that'll be in the second segment. The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, and year to date we'll take a look at in the first segment, along with the pending. And just by chance, I've been doing pending sales every week for 1,355 weeks, but for the last 19 weeks, I'm including the median price, trying to see if that portends the future median sales price. And but I do want to mention, last week I dedicated the program to the memory of Jack Guttentag, known as the Mortgage Professor, and you can still find his website, mortgageprofessor.com, MTG. And I sent him, I found he had sent me his two sons' emails and his right-hand man, Alan Redstone. And I think Alan Redstone and his grandson are taking over the business, so maybe we'll have him on. Anyway, I got this heartfelt email from one of Jack's children because I included the five interviews. And he goes, well, it's great to hear my dad's voice. So I just kind of put a lump in my throat. It was really kind of nice to see that that go on. So thank you. Thank you, Jack Guttentag, for all your years. And I guess he died in February, not January. And he made it to 100. He hung on. It was a numbers man. Be like Monk. You can't die 99. You got to be an even, you know, multiple of 10. 90, 80. It'll be interesting. Who's the guy that played Monk? I can't believe I don't know that name off the top of my head. Adrian Monk. He was from Taxi as well. Oh, my God, I know the guy's name. So as an actor, we hope he lives to 100. That's what I'm trying to say. So we're going back 19 weeks. Right now, for the week ending August 23rd, 2024, we had 63 listings in escrow. That changes every minute of every day. But at that snapshot, it was 63 listings pending, with a median price just under 2.3. Now, last week it was 64, median price of 2.1 million. And it's been around just over 2 million for about 6 weeks. And then it was 2,250 for quite a bit. But going back towards April 12th, it was for about 4 or 5 weeks, it was about 3 million, 2.5 million. So the median price of the number of pendings over the last 19 weeks was very high, and now it's settled in. So now we're at 2.3 million, 63 in escrow. Last week was 64. And the numbers, too, fairly consistent. Interesting, over 19 weeks. It's not a huge up and down, except for 1 week. I don't have a date. We had 76 listings in escrow. Median price of $2,572. That was probably April, maybe in May 2024. So last year at this time, we had 57 listings pending, and the median price was 2.4. So now we have 63 pending, and median price 2.3. So that's good. Now, year-to-date sales, I did something a little different. I don't know how often I've done this, but I will give you the year-to-date sales, and then I will give you other data. Because I changed the search, and I put a minimum of 2 days on the market. And why would you do that? Well, many times I'll announce a sale or a new listing and it'll say it was on the market one day. It was just input as a sold. Usually shows up as a new listing, and under the new listing category, it says sold. And a lot of times the agent will just say, for statistical purposes only. And that's what it is. It's just put in, it's already sold, it's never on the market. So if you do a search and you put in a minimum of 2 days on the market, it eliminates all those that sold off market. I don't know why I'm so happy about that, but it's interesting. So for the 34th week of the year, ending August 23rd, 2024, we have 507 sales, single family only. That's 14.9 per week. Last year, it was 13.7 per week. Last year ended up at 13.25 per week. So we're at 14.9. Let's see if we follow the trend and go down a little, like last year did. Not much, about not even a half a sale a week. Or maybe we'll go up. Maybe we'll go up. Days on market, 12. Last year at this time, days on market was 11. Year-to-date median price, $2,250,000. It was $2,250,000 and it moved back up. Last year, $2,250,000. Okay. So what if we take out, I said we have 507 sales, year-to-date median price, $2,250,000. If you take out the ones that were sold off market and were statistical purposes only, and you put in a search and you go, okay, at least 2 days on the market, the 507 sales drops to 437, and the 12 days on market goes up to 15 days on market because they were really on the market. So it's a difference of 70 listings of the 507 sales were sold off market, almost 14%. Median price, $2,229,000 instead of $2,250,000. So a lot of the off-market sales are higher-end properties, but not too much of a gap. So now you know, 13.8% of the sales year-to-date sold off-market, and the median price of those, $2,229,000. Or maybe it was the median price without those. It was $2,229,000. That's what it was. And in 2023, year to date, instead of 465 sales, we have 392 sales last year for the first 34 weeks. And we had 73 sold off market. So this year we had 70 sell off market for the first 34 weeks. And last year, 73. That's pretty close. But since we had fewer sales last year, that 73 represented 15.7% of the sales sold off market. And this year it was only 13.8% with the 70 sales. So that's very fascinating to me that the two numbers are very similar, 70 and 73. But because we have more sales, last year it represented a higher percentage. I love that stat. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with Jim Burling. He's the vice president of litigation for the Pacific Legal Foundation. He wrote a book called Nowhere to Live, The Hidden Story of America's Crisis, Why So Much of America is Now Unlivable. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.